Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Rush, you had 8 assists in the fourth quarter. What did you see from them defensively that allowed you to focus as much as you did on passing the rock?
Well, we did a good job executing.
Now, are you upset with something?
I just don't like you.
You don't?
No.
Do you not like Nick either?
I love Nick. Oh. I don't like you.
Well, you gave us about the same answers.
Yeah. You got another question?
You played a great game. Is this one of the better games you can think of in your career?
Good execution.
Real good sense of urgency tonight. Has that been lacking in the past?
We did a good job executing tonight.
Russell Westbrook in town. Super Bowl champ James E. Hedebo joins us right now. I can't get over the fascination here. I really can't. Like, I'm trying to move past it. I'm not trying to be petty. Mm-hmm. I'm really not. And I understand that there's irrational hate for everybody. Like, Peyton Manning was hated in this town for a long time. I get that. Like, a lot of
not
times
like this, though.
When you hate somebody, it makes a lot of sense. But the hate for Russell Westbrook, I thought it was a little bit more authentic than it is. But I'm just telling you, like, I used to drive. I live downtown. And when I would take a left out, like when I would go mm-hmm. downtown and I would exit, I had an easier time finding Russell Westbrook haters than I did homeless people. Like, it was easier. It was easier when I would go downtown to see someone saying F Russell Westbrook than a homeless person. It was that much easier. And now all of a sudden Russell Westbrook is here. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be optimistic and hope for the best, but now all of a sudden, I don't know who's more popular in this town, Russell Westbrook or Mattress Mack. I really don't. Like, it has gone from one extreme to the other, to the point where I don't even know if I can believe some of you people anymore. I don't know if I should even humor talking to some of you people anymore, because you can't get that optimistic that quick when you've been dogging this guy so quick. And to take it a step further, James E. Hedebo, John Lopez, there's reason to doubt this. Like, there's reason to doubt this trade. I'm on board with this trade, but there's reason to doubt this trade. I came into the studio today thirsty mm-hmm. for people to disagree with me, thirsty for people to tell me why this was such a dumb trade by Daryl Morey, why this wasn't going to work. And I haven't gotten a damn person to call in and tell me with the same energy that they've had the last 3 years that Russell Westbrook sucks and he can't coexist with James Harden. Somebody please tell me why this isn't going to work, because all I'm getting right now is Rockets pom-poms and people telling me this is going to work, which is not authentic. James E. Hedebo.
Man, I think people, you know, look at this as, you know, it's like that person that you admire, but, you know, you hate him at the same time, but you don't want to tell him that you admire him, so it's easier to hate him and say, no, we hate Russell Westbrook. In reality, the whole time Rockets fans truly wanted him on the team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now that it's happened, you know, it's one of those things where it's the love for Westbrook is outweighed the hate for Chris Paul type of thing, where Chris Paul was, you know, so hated amongst the team in terms of, you know, he's always hurt. He's never comes through in the clutch, you know, injured in key situations. Well, now we have a guy who can supposedly be a savior.
Right.
And to your point, I mean, if it doesn't work out, if it doesn't work out, I mean,
people are going to lose their jobs.
People are going to lose their jobs. But at the end of the day, you could still trade Westbrook. You could still trade him to another team and get something.
Well, he's got a worse contract than Chris Paul, which I didn't think was possible.
Well, minus the age.
He's just a few years younger.
But he's got 171. He's getting paid $40 million a year when he's 34. $40 million when he's 34. But let me go back to
Chris Paul's getting that when he's 37.
That's what I'm saying. He's younger, but it's a worse contract, is what, or just as bad. Let me go back to something you said. I think we can all relate when we were kids, like usually middle school to high school kids, that great player that you just freaking hated. I hated Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Hated him with every fiber of my being because he would destroy my team every, you know, when I was a kid. And I'm sure you were a Packers fan, right?
Yep.
So you probably had somebody, Aikman, I don't know who it was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that I you mean, just hated.
But, Terrell Owens when he was on the 49ers?
Yeah, yeah, you hated
just,
him?
Just hated him.
You just hated him.
But we'd have loved to have him on the Packers.
Bingo. But you didn't get personal. I hated Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because he hated, you know, he beat my team. You hated him, Terrell Owens, because he beat your team. Rockets fans have gotten personal with Russell Westbrook, and that's going to be hard to get over, and I'm sure people are wrestling with it. By the way, you can text us with how you're dealing with it, 713-572-4610. And then the other point, James, is I really, you know, as long as I've been here in town, I can't remember a trade that I've ever seen that could be totally one extreme or the other.
Yeah,
I mean, Russell Westbrook, this could be an absolute abject failure.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Where D'Antoni loses his job, his staff loses his job, Daryl Morey loses his job. Heck, they'll probably even fire Tad Brown, who's just the president. He's like, hey, what am I doing? Oh, you were in the building. You know,
I think you're safe, Tad. I think you're all right, Tad. I think you can stay.
You were across the hall from Daryl Morey.
Tad,
you're gone,
Tad, you're
too.
Good. Tad, keep doing what you're doing.
or stroke of brilliance.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Yeah, but see, then the question is, you know, how does Westbrook feel about this? You know, from being in a city where, you know coming here every mm-hmm. time you play, you're getting booed.
Oh, that's a good
point. The chants are coming from getting every personal. Time when you get to the foul line, it's getting personal. And now everyone's, you know, mm-hmm. screaming your name. As a player, you're like, is this genuine or is, you know, you guys that desperate?
How about those people buying a Westbrook jersey?
Yeah.
I might be one of them. I might honestly be one of them.
But you've liked him. You've been on the record
I'm wearing
respecting
Westbrook,
him.
I'm wearing Westbrook shoes right now, man. Like, I don't see how you could watch Russell Westbrook play basketball and not respect it.
But you've been saying that. A lot of people are like, personal on him.
Yeah, a lot of people are on the squad now, right now. But that just is that just is what it is. James E. Hedebo with us here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. We'll take some of your calls in just a second, but we just asked the question coming into this segment, if this doesn't work out, and there's a chance it might not. I mean, there's a lot of reason to believe that. I understand both sides. I think Mike D'Antoni can make it work at a decent level. I'm not going to say the Rockets are better than either one of the teams in LA, but I think they are a factor and they are a problem in the Western Conference. But let's just pretend that this completely blows up and Russell Westbrook and James Harden cannot coexist. Mm-hmm. They sneak into the playoffs. They're one and done exit, and it's very apparent that James Harden, Russell Westbrook can't exist, and Daryl Morey made a move, and he's probably going to have to make another move. It's almost like a snowball effect of the Chris Paul trade. What happens next, John Lopez?
What happens next in terms of just with
what's the next move mm-hmm. if this one doesn't work, if this doesn't pan out?
I think it's going to start coming down, and it has already on Daryl Morey. I mean, the guy has been starstruck his entire career here. For an analytics guy, that's all about, you know, finding the right fit and getting the most value and all this other stuff. He's gone after the biggest headline. It hadn't taken a genius to say that, to say, we should get Dwight Howard. We should, you know, let's make the most of Tracy McGrady. Let's get Yao Ming. Let's get, I know Yao was here already, but anyway, you know, Carmelo Anthony, James Harden, now Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul. He is a starstruck guy. I saw someone tweet this. I believe it might have been Middlecoff, our guy Middlecoff.
Yes.
He tweeted this, and I'm not saying I'm there yet, but I could see where I would get there if this fails. He tweeted that Daryl Morey is more famous than good. That's an interesting way to put it, because he's got this reputation and he's cultivated this relationship with various members of the media. And I don't know if it was him for sure, but somebody in the NBA beat tweeted he's more famous than good. Well, if this fails, that cover is going to be blown.
Yeah, but you look from Daryl Morey's point of view, if you have this, you know, fractured chemistry between Chris Paul and Harden, and you want to move Chris Paul, there's really, what's your other options? You're locked into a contract
right.
that is horrible.
But who made the Paul
the
trade? But who made the Paul trade?
But he made the trade. But then on the other end, if Chris Paul is the MVP candidate coming into the season. He looks like a hero with the trade. Mm-hmm. So he made the trade at the point in time thinking that this was what was best for the
sure,
team.
Sure.
Of course, you know, it isn't. So then now what do? You're left with this huge contract that doesn't even make sense for the production that you're getting. Well, mm-hmm. the next best thing is to find another contract similar and a player that is better that you can make that swap for.
Yeah.
He has no problem paying that 40-plus million to a younger Westbrook mm-hmm. who puts your team in a better position to win right now than paying that for, you know, the next 3 years to Chris Paul, whose skill is continuing to decline.
And I think even if this doesn't work out, I think you're going to have James Harden in better shape than you would have with Chris Paul. And the reason I say that is because I think that Chris Paul made it impossible for James Harden as he creeps on 30, when you see guys having their minutes managed each year. Mm-hmm. It was impossible with Chris Paul because he missed 48 games the last 2 years. He missed 48 games, and James Harden had to put so much strain on his body just to keep this team afloat that it almost made it impossible to extend the prime of James Harden. At the very least, Russell Westbrook, say what you want about him, and you can question a lot of things about him, but he's missed 14 games the last 4 years, and he's missed 29 in the last 5 seasons. So if this does not work out, unlike if you'd had Chris Paul here missing 30 games next season and James Harden having to carry the load, you at least have James Harden with less wear and tear than you would have. Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't work out, I think that it's going to be a situation where maybe they look to trade Russell Westbrook, and it's just an ongoing snowball effect of the Chris Paul
trade.
Well,
that's what Daryl Morey is going to do. Now, one thing that Daryl's done is he's gone through four head coaches, and survived them. So I think what he's going to be able to say is, look, I keep getting these coaches players, man. They're just not doing the job.
Can't coach. What do you want me to do? I can't play for them.
I can't coach them too.
Yeah.
And this is the other thing. And I mean, it's not really it is Daryl Morey, but he now has an owner who's not afraid to go out there and put his chest out and talk to the media. And mm-hmm. according to Tim McMahon of ESPN.com, he reported it a while ago that Tillman Fertitta was actually at rival team dinners with Warriors executives and executives on other teams, just dogging the Chris Paul contract. Well, why was the Chris Paul contract in place? Because Daryl Morey had made that trade before and they'd agreed to it. So at some point, if Tillman Fertitta, who basically inherited the Chris Paul contract, to mm-hmm. be fair to him, yep. if he has to look at the Chris Paul contract and then go take another risk with the Russell Westbrook thing, and then the Russell Westbrook thing doesn't work, I know Daryl Morey has Teflon. I know that Daryl Morey has a bulletproof vest,
yeah.
but I mean, at some point, Tillman Fertitta,
no,
who is a no-nonsense business guy, is going to start questioning Daryl Morey.
Well, I was just going to add to that. Tillman Fertitta, remember early on in free agency, when he was talking, he was upset about how the season ended,
mm-hmm.
and he said something has to change. And we all thought, well, hey, you know, now, is Mike D'Antoni not getting, you know, signed back? Are they not going to give him an extension? Is he going to be on his way out?
Right.
But something aggressive had to be made. And with his mindset, Tillman Fertitta's mindset to mm-hmm. win and want to be a winner, and that DNA that he was talking about of ownership being placed on his team. Well, if you have an aggressive mindset as an owner, what do you do in terms of now getting a player that has an aggressive right. mindset in terms of winning?
No,
and that's what you do with Westbrook.
You got to be able to see it. Now, keep in mind also, James Harden, I mean, literally moments after they got eliminated from the postseason, said, I know what needs to be done.
Yeah. And that was, hey, let's get this is his Chris guy. Paul about yeah. here. That's what needs guy. To be done. Let's get Chris Paul about here.
He said, I know what yeah. needs to be done.
And it got done, and it's going to be fun to see. It's a reality show, to say the very least. 713-572-4610, the great Jamesy Hedebo, Super Bowl champ, here with us. We'll go around the NFL. There was some interesting reaction from the AFC South about this trade. Could the Texans be stockpiling stars next? We'll get into that in about 14 minutes, but we want to hear some calls. I'm calling on some Houston fans. I want the same energy that you had about Russell Westbrook before he became a Houston Rocket yesterday at 7 o'clock. I want that same energy right now. Tell me why this isn't going to work, because it's been hard to find. It's been extremely hard to find. I almost feel like I'm looking for the new iPhone or something like that. Like I feel like I'm trying to get a new pair of Jordans or something
Waldo,
like that.
Waldo, where's Waldo?
Where are all these people that have been slandering Russell Westbrook? Where the heck are you guys at? Because all I heard was bad stuff about Russell Westbrook. Now I can't find anyone saying anything bad. Maybe some loopholes will have some stuff to say. Let's go to Justin. Justin, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, man. This is the first time I've ever actually called in because I'm still a hater.
Okay.
I'm still a hater. Russell Westbrook is going to come in here. He's going to badmouth media. They didn't get along in OKC. It didn't work then. Why is it going to work now? At the end of this next season, I'm going to be sitting here saying, I told you so, because this dude's not the answer. It's not the answer. It's a longer contract. It's trouble in the locker room. And he's going to be taking the ball from Harden. This is our dude. Why are we going to get someone on the team who's going to get the ball out of our star's hands? It doesn't make sense.
Hey, Justin, I got to tell you something, man. Nothing but respect for you. You can keep your dignity and your credibility. It is there, unlike a lot of people. You are a better man than most, Justin.
This morning.
Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, man. I just can't stand this dude still.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for, Justin. That's what I'm looking for. 713-572-4610. Let's go to Horace. Horace, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, Locker, I got you, bro. You looking for somebody to doubt this trade?
Sure. Right here in Mo City, bring it.
I am not with the trade. Westbrook is a great player, but you got two ball hogs on the floor. It's garbage. My boy Sean Pendergast says he loves a good train wreck. I'm waiting on it. Bring it. Sucks.
There you go, Horace. See, Horace,
they're out there.
Congratulations. Horace has got that dignity heading into the weekend. Keith, go ahead. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Patrick Beverly. Lou Williams, Montrezl Harrell, they're going to get the last laugh.
I see you there,
you know,
man.
What?
I see you there.
Things have worked out all right for them.
I mean, well, let's just be honest. This is the whole thing about that Clippers thing. You know, the Clippers not committing to Chris Paul is what put them in position to bring in Kawhi Leonard and Paul George.
Yeah.
Like, the Rockets had Chris Paul, so they were basically handcuffed, and they had to bring in Russell Westbrook, who comes with risks regardless of how you feel. But the Clippers getting rid of Chris Paul, moving on from Chris Paul, bringing in those scrappy assets, allowed them to land Kawhi Leonard and Paul George.
I mean, that's true. And for the foreset, yes, they kind of fell into it. I mean, they didn't plan for this. They said, hey, we know we got to get rid of Chris Paul. And
They actually wanted to sign him, I believe. I believe they actually even got bailed out. I think he wanted to come to Houston, and then they worked out the sign and trade.
All right. Well, right. At the end of the day, even still with getting Kawhi and Paul George, that fell into their laps.
Yeah.
That wasn't, strategic planning. That was, we have a lot of money and no players, so let's, put everything in the bag to sign these guys. But, regardless of the downside of having Westbrook, everyone talks about the negative things that he brings in terms of the locker room, unpredictability.
Right.
I think his upside is it's so much higher than Chris Paul.
Dude does not take a possession off.
Yeah, he does not take a possession off. And at the end of the day, he might take a little away from, Harden, but what he's going to bring to the team in general is, what if that's, 15 more wins in a regular season? Just by having him on the court for those extended minutes.
And right. You're going to get a fresher Harden. It's going to be interesting to see how it works. The question marks are there. But again, we're calling all Westbrook haters. We just want that exact same energy. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is one of the worst trades in the Rockets' history. Okay, so this is going to be the best regular season team, maybe one of the best regular season teams ever. But this will be the worst postseason team. You have the two worst playoff performers in Westbrook, who literally, with 10 minutes left, they're up by 15, ran right down the court and shot a three-pointer. That's what this whole team's going to be. They're going to show great potential in the regular season, and then they're just going to fall in the postseason.
Ron,
it's how it's going to be for this year.
I like how you're bringing it, Ron. Hey, Ron, how old are you?
I don't want to answer that question.
No, I'm giving you props because that's some fire right there, man. I'm just saying, you brought the fire right there. You brought the fire more than some of these old 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds. So I appreciate you for calling in, man.
Yeah, thanks.
You're not going to be buying a Westbrook jersey, though?
Oh, no, did you hear the reports that OKC is looking at Shot Paul?
Yes.
I did hear that. Yes. I did hear that, Ron. You're my man.
Don't be a stranger, man.
Myself. Yeah, man. I'm not asking you the age. I wasn't going to bust you.
You gave me the
like
same
that.
Answer, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
All good, Ron.
Yeah, I asked how old he was.
Hey, if you're going to bring – you remind me of myself, man. Sometimes, In the Loop, we are men of the people. We'll let the Young Bucks call in. Sagan, go ahead.
It's Shagun. What's going on, fellas?
Hey,
what's going on? So, real quick, I actually love the trade. I've been a Russell Westbrook fan from day one. What I want to talk about is these fair weather Houston fans, man, and all of the sports. I was born and raised in Houston. And do you know when the Astros, I know they were losing 100 games. You know how hard it was for me to find someone, even if I bought the tickets to go to a game with me? All of a sudden, they start winning a few games. They go to the World Series. Everybody's a fan. It's ridiculous. The Rockets, man, I have in my family, I have more Cowboys fans than Houston Texans fans.
Oh, you're not alone. That's you're not alone.
That's interesting.
You know what it is, though, James? I mean, ultimately, you know, you live here like us. You know, you cheer the jersey. You cheer the jersey, not what's in it all the time. I mean, sometimes you get close to some players. But I'll give you a good example. A lot of Longhorns fans, and I think you, were not crazy about Tom Herman. You knew what you were getting.
Bull crap.
Just work with me here.
Yeah.
Would you agree a lot of Longhorns fans did not like Tom Herman until he became their head coach?
I wouldn't agree with that. But
you
did.
Most Longhorns fans like Tom Herman? Was he,
yeah, right? He started out there. They wanted him to be the next coach. That was the rumbling. Just from what I saw, you might have got a different perspective. But I'm serious. Like, yeah, he was talked about as the next coach for a while with Charlie Strong.
But here's my point. You're cheering the jersey a lot.
Let's put it this way.
A lot of fans, a lot of football observers knew what they were getting with Tom Herman. A live wire could be a little kooky and fly off the handle. We all knew that. But once he put on that orange and white, hey, he's our guy. That's our guy. Don't say anything bad about Tom Herman. So I think that's what's going on here.
Yeah, of course.
You're cheering the jersey.
It all sounds good until they start playing ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
If Westbrook goes out there and just stinks it up and is a black hole, turning the ball over, not scoring, inconsistency, man, these Rockets fans will turn on him so fast. For sure, in a heartbeat. But I think the fact of everyone knows, you know, like I said, how good of a player he is, and regardless, we're glad to have him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, you went from the Jets to the Patriots.
Oh yeah,
in division.
That's you know.
I'm sure the Patriots at Foxborough they gave you a couple words here and there.
Yeah, that was my point in terms of you know what Westbrook feels in terms of you're looked at as a rival. You're looked at as
and now we love James.
And now we love you. Now we love you. For me, it caught me off guard when I mean that first time I walked into that Patriots locker room. You know, after being on the Jets for 4 years, I had my head in a swivel for a little bit. I was like, hey,
somebody's gonna
cheap shot me, you know?
James E. Hedebo, Super Bowl champ.
It might happen here. You never know.
You can go around the NFL with James. Jalen Ramsey, the Texans' arch nemesis, he's going to be in town for week two. He weighed in on the Russell Westbrook trade. We'll hear what he has to say. And also, one of the weirdest headlines I've seen in a long time. Not sure what the payoff was. We'll try to get to the bottom of it in the loop with James E. Hedebo next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.